Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We talk about hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in detail. My name's Casey Carollo, your host. With me, as always, is Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how are we doing today?
What's happening, Casey? How are you?
Doing very well. Could you speak one more time? I want to make sure your audio is good.
Yeah, how you hearing me over there?
It's a little echoey. Any better place you can talk?
Yeah, give me one sec. Hold on.
All right, you go over there, and while you're doing that, we'll introduce our guest, the infamous Pat Aloisio. Pat, how are we doing?
Hey, Case. I'm just okay, to be honest.
Okay. I appreciate the honesty, Pat. I hope all is well.
Well, I was listening to one of the earlier podcasts the other day, and it was the one, if the listeners have listened or not, it was the one with Gordon Ramsay, meals every day or massages. You
Yep,
know
I.
what was the name of the guest that was on that one again? I can't
That
remember
was
that
the
kid's
one and
name.
only Keegan Silk. He
Oh,
actually
yeah.
has. Funny you mentioned that, Pat. He actually had some words to say about you.
Yeah, I heard that. I couldn't remember his name. He's pretty forgettable, I would
Yep,
say.
yep.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you just got back on, Bennett. Pat's discussing the time that Keegan Silk had some words for him. So he's just kind of going through that real quick.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he most definitely had some words for you, Pat, to
I
say
just
the
thought it was
least.
funny how he was talking about like the horses kicking me in the shins and I would go down instantly and stuff. I'm figuring he's looking at it from his point of view because a kick to the shins on a normal person would be straight to the face for him because of the
Oh, wow.
That's probably
That is
where.
a low blow. That
Are
is.
you taller than him?
Yeah, easily.
Okay,
So.
well, it sounds like those are fighting words, Pat. Are you right? I think we might have to get a little bit of a Patrick and Keegan with the two of, like, all four of us on here. What do you think about that, Pat? And you can actually discuss this with him in live.
Yeah, I think it's good as long as he surpasses the you must be this high or this tall to be on this podcast
Okay. Well,
Hope you're
Keegan.
listening, Keegan.
Yeah, I really do. I will we'll make sure he hears that, Pat, and I'm sure he'll be back very soon. Gentlemen, we have the question though, moving on to bigger and more important things, and taller and more important things. Are you ready?
Ready.
Bennett, I didn't get any confirmation from your end.
Do you need it? I'm always ready. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I ask you, Bennett, because frequently you'll clarify the thing we had clarified at the beginning of the podcast over and over again. So I just wanted to just wanted to make sure.
I can't deny that. Nonetheless, I am ready.
Okay, fair
Quick,
enough.
quick question. Am
Sure.
I echoey like this? Because I just put it to speaker.
You're slightly echoey, but not to a point where it's terrible.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, here's the question, gentlemen. Would you rather be able to lie and have everyone believe it every time you tell a lie? It's 100% believed. There's not even a question of a shadow of a doubt that it is believed. No one even has any idea that you could be leading them falsely. Or would you rather to be able to tell when any single person is lying to you? Or I guess if you're in a room and they lie to someone else, you could tell that too. But basically, you are a human lie detector. You are 100% accurate every time. They are, in fact, lying, and you know it. So you're always correct as well. Those are the clarifications, and that is the question. Always be believed when you lie, or always be able to tell when someone is lying. Are we clear on the question? Any clarifications needed?
I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go too. Hey, can you hear me all right though? Because I'm on speaker right now as well, and
Yeah, you're both fine. It's not tip top, but it'll do for this episode.
right.
All right. Anyway, I am definitely going to be able to be a human lie detector.
As am I.
I think you guys are way off with this one.
I take it that means you are not agreeing with us, Pat.
Correct.
Bennett,
Or
should
am
we?
I lying?
Yeah. Bennett, should we give him the floor?
Sure.
All right, Pat, hit us with it.
So here's how I'm looking at it. The one that you guys are picking, it's kind of like a reactionary skill where like your skill comes in
reading what someone else is doing, and it's not really like you can kind of craft your own outcome that you want to happen. It's just you're knowing what's happening before you're doing your move or anything like that. Whereas with mine, it's like you can say whatever you want to happen, and then the person is going to believe you, and then you get the exact outcome you want. So it's like that's what?
One of the most incorrect statements I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh my God. And probably halfway through the podcast, you're going to actually agree with it because you forget what's going on.
No, let me stop you there. You're incorrect, and I'll tell you why. It's not reactionary at all. I understand the part of it you're making towards your point, but how can you not, how can you deny that essentially reading someone's mind is not crafting your action in being able to do that? How is it reactionary? If I'm able to tell literally when someone is lying to me 100% of the time, how is that not absolutely shaping what my action would be?
I think he's talking more, and he's kind of taking this to like the extreme, where he's not really making a comment about the side we chose at all. If I'm understanding him correctly, he's saying like he could basically walk up to a bank teller and say, hey, I have $1 million in this bank account. And because he is always 100% correct and everyone believes him, then the outcome of that would have to match the fact that he's correct, and he would basically get $1 million. Is that what you're saying, Pat?
Yeah, exactly. Because like if no one lies to you guys, then you guys don't have a superpower. It's like dependent on what people are telling you.
I get that. I want to make sure it's clarified that you can't just basically become ruler of the world by
that absolutely
why not
clarified.
Well, I easily,
because we didn't think of that clarification, and that would make you all too powerful just by like having everything matter.
So I win. Shortest podcast ever.
No, that's not how it works. This is like the time that Greg found a loophole and the question didn't make sense. You can't control the world. If you're going to lie in everyday scenarios and like stuff that you might actually lie about, then it makes sense. Or if you want to like lie to get out of a speeding ticket or stuff like that, that's fine. But you can't end up with like $1 billion and the president of the United States.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of arguable, but I wouldn't want to be president or like take over the world like you're saying, but I think you should be able to like get free shit all the time and do stuff along those lines, because
I don't disagree with you, Pat. I'm just saying for the sake of this, to keep it somewhat fair, because then you're right. You would have like a superpower basically. If you want to go into like a gas station and steal a Hoodsy cup, then sure. If they're going to ask you, you can be like, no, I bought this. And then we'll let you have that. But you can't just, like, steal tens of millions of dollars from banks because you're just able to lie.
I think the question then becomes, where technically do we draw the line? Because we just, you know, laid out two extremities there being, you know, a $10 million exchange or a Hoodsy cup. So, I mean, Pat, for the sake of your argument, I wonder where we draw the line. And I also wonder, even though it might not be like I walk into a bank, or Pat, you walk into a bank and walk out with $1 million because you claim to have it in your account, being that good at lying is absolutely going to give you a huge advantage in one day becoming something like a billionaire or the president of the United States. So I'm not denying that, but I feel like this does have to be clarified in terms of like this immediate exchange that would take place just from lying. I don't know. Yeah.
Pat, will you still stick with your answer if it's just relating to like your everyday life, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I'll stick to it. I guess to change the subject, I'm curious how you guys would use it in your everyday life for the one you picked.
Oh, the one the one I picked, you know, as far as being able to tell when people are lying, I see that more as less about actual mind reading and more about like being able to understand people's like motives and stuff like that. Like even think about, I don't know, who knows, job interviews, stuff where you're trying to gauge people's reactions to what you're talking to them about or their actual feelings about you or whatever it may be, you can use that to like gain social advantages in certain situations. And obviously, if you were playing poker or something like that, then both of our scenarios, I think actually ours would be better poker wise, because if everyone believes that you're lying about stuff, you know, you might be able to bluff them out and do all that. But for us, we can basically always tell when other people have hands or are lying about what they're doing. I just see it easily beneficial in a lot of social scenarios.
I don't necessarily agree with the poker scenario about which one would be better, but I really don't mean to complicate this, but I think we have to clarify as well, Casey, like, how deep into the lie can we see? So if you're across the table from someone and you're negotiating like a salary, are you literally just able to determine that they're not telling you the truth, or can you see past that? And like, I mean, this is a pretty like involved thing to somehow know someone's lying. Can you see anything past that in terms of what's happening in their mind?
Or no, I mean, you can, like, for example, if someone's saying, I can offer you $20,000 for this job, and you said, no, I know you're lying, or no, that's not enough. When they got to the correct number, you would be able to know that that is actually the correct number, right? You can't, like, get any – you can't tell other stuff, but you can tell based on what people say. So I think based on all these clarifications, we're good enough to at least discuss this from – the two sides now, unless Pat doesn't feel comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
Okay, well then, in that case, other than being able to get anything you want in the entire world, Pat, where would you use your side in an everyday scenario?
It's tough because I really don't – I'm not lying now either. I really don't lie in everyday life. So it's not like my life would be that much different. But I guess I could start to do, like, inconvenience-type things. For example, I could show up late to work, like, all the time and then come up with a great reason for why I was late or why I have to leave. So then it's, like, really nice – because then you don't have to worry about like rushing in the morning or stuff like that. Or
that's a perfect example of shit you can do. Like, you can't take off every single day and get paid for it and by lying about it, but that's a perfect. Okay. So then, yes, that is highly beneficial to your side, I would say. I mean, if you're just using it to procrastinate at work, then I'll stick with my side by basically being able to socially engineer anybody I choose.
But I could do social stuff as well.
Right, but Pat, how often, I mean, as someone who doesn't, not, I mean, obviously we all lie at times, but for someone who claims not to lie much in your own day-to-day life, when would you use it as like in a social situation? And how often do you think that you would all of a sudden use this in ways that you would now, in reality, let's say, feel uncomfortable?
So here's a good example. New Year's Eve the other night, we went to a concert, me and my friends. And I feel like you wouldn't have to get a ticket. You could go right up to the front and be like, yeah, I'm brothers with the band or something like that. And then you get backstage passes for free and then wouldn't have to do anything, you know?
It's funny because I really wasn't seeing this as like a what physical thing could you get in a single interaction as much as I was like, I don't know, just like lying to a person about, I don't know, something that was probably like more so, I don't know, just like wrong or whatever. That's why I was asking, where do we draw the line with what you can get and not get? Just by lying to someone about, I don't know, anything.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Pat's taking that side where he can basically get free stuff. Which is fine, as long as he's not taking straight money and, like, excelling his position in life, you know, 10,000 steps immediately. Here's my thing with the lying part of it, right? I don't need the free stuff. Anybody can lie and still get away with it. That's the thing. Like, If I wanted to, I don't lie that much either. If I wanted to lie, I'm a pretty good liar to the point where, like, a lot of people will believe what I'm saying, or I can pull a prank well enough where people won't know that I'm doing it. You know, I'm going to be able to still basically have half of Pat's power without even needing to pick that side. And I can tell when everyone else is lying still. So that gives me even more incentive to be able to know if someone else is lying, I can use that against them or lie in that scenario. So I think that inherently, unless Pat is a horrible liar and you're just trying to boost your lying game, I think our side is much more beneficial in everyday scenarios.
But you guys, like, I feel like you haven't given that many examples, just like the job salary one.
Bennett, what do you think?
I think my main point is something that you had mentioned earlier, which is literally just like, I mean, one of the most important things in life is being able to trust the people around you. And I think that whether it's like, I don't know, it could be someone you're on the fence about or some type of like professional or business interaction where there's a lot on the line, you know, somebody new to your life. There's a lot of situations where trust has like means everything in that moment and in that relationship. And I think to truly understand someone's motives, all you would need to know, even just at a surface level, is whether or not they're lying to you. And I think there's a lot of shit that you can avoid in life literally by knowing every time a person is being distrustful. So for me,
That's exactly how I feel. I couldn't agree.
Yeah. It's literally just like, that is one of the most important things in your relationships, whether friends, like you name it, are incredibly important. And to always know a person's motives always for the rest of your life is going to help you avoid a world of shit. Like, I genuinely do see that as, it is a superpower. You're able to read someone's mind. You're just not able to, you know, collect $10 million in one interaction. Even though for the sake of argument, we can't do that here. You aren't, you know, collecting as much as Pat would be, but it's still a superpower in my mind.
You can make the argument, though, that would almost be like a negative because all of your friends you find out are like lying about little things, and it would start to damage your relationships with people, and like you really didn't care that they were not telling you.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
I was hoping you did say that because listen, here's the reality: I lie to you two all the time. I lie to everybody all the time about what I'm doing because I don't want to answer my phone. Basically, I expect like friends to lie to me about little like doofusy stuff. But if you're gonna lie to me about something huge, then it's a very good skill to have that knowledge. If Pat's lying to me that he didn't want to hang out with me on a Friday because he was busy playing go-karts or something, that's fine.
that's the example you use.
If he's just shoveling Jello in his mouth and he's like, I can't come hang out today, that's something I expect Pat to do, and that's okay. But if somebody like murders my sister and I ask Bennett and I ask him if it was him and it was him and I find out that way, that's something I'm going to want to be able to know.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all there is to it. It definitely depends on the person too. Like, I mean, you already know that everyone has like their little bullshit ways about them and people lie. If it's something big enough where it's going to have like a genuine impact on a really good friendship, then it's most certainly for the best that you know that anyway, even though it's going to bring like, you know, someone's going to be out of your life because of it or whatever it might be. But otherwise, like, if anything, you can just like laugh at the stupid little shit and even call your friends out on that.
Absolutely.
And if anything, like, they're just going to come to know you as like, they're going to fucking know that you always know when they're bullshitting, and it's going to become like a funny thing because we all already know that now.
That's what I mean. You all already know I do that now.
And we all know that we do it ourselves too. So it's like, that's irrelevant. And then if something horrible ever actually happened, then fuck it. It's for the best that you know.
And then you can just be not friends with that person.
Or whatever it might be. Exactly. Yeah. So, like, it would be I could see how it would be like, it would be, you know, like, it's funny, we talked about this last one, being alive forever, and how that would be like a curse in and of itself. To always know when everyone is lying to you would be a lot to take on too, but there's a fine line between this, like the little bullshit, and then the things that ultimately would just be good to know.
No doubt. No, but I can't help but feel that in our situation, right, we're trying to make our lives more wholesome by understanding our friends around us and being more, you know, understanding people with others. Pat's answer is truly just a selfish one where he just wants to get things for lying. It's really all him, gimme in his answer. And for us, we're trying to make the world a better place. We're trying to, you know, encourage togetherness, awareness of, you know, other people, etc. How do you feel about that, Bennett?
Pat, listen, it's a little concerning. I know you've got this whole theory about how you're going to get front row tickets and you're going to walk out of the bank with, you know, some money in your pocket. But, like, let's be real. You're clearly, you know, don't have too strong a moral cold there.
Well, what's more selfish? Me being able to hook up all my friends with a bunch of free shit, or you guys wanting to be know-it-alls and read everyone's mind? You have to know everything, don't you?
Well, Pat, because I chose that I can tell when people are lying, I can tell you're lying right now about getting anyone else anything. You're just going to get yourself like 10 chocolate cake shakes a day. And that's about it. And sorry for the random reference. A chocolate cake shake is something local to Pat at a restaurant near him where they literally blend up chocolate cake and like vanilla ice cream and milk into the most delicious frap ever. And it's almost exclusively what Pat consumes. So really,
only Portillo's. Gotta shout it out.
There you go. I forgot the name, but shout it out.
Might be. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I'm selfish, basically.
For this one, you know, I don't know if the question itself was contentious enough from the beginning, but I feel like we've pretty much talked it to death. Nice shorter episode here. Do either of you have anything left to say on that? It really comes down to selfishness or not. So, you know, Bennett and I, we're highly giving, a highly charitable individual. Pat is more of the wants to get everything for himself, get $1 billion just by lying his way through life.
I've noticed that your sign-offs have been more and more biased recently to whatever side you're supporting.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in and say that that's not gonna fly every time based on whatever fucking side you're on.
Actually, while we're on that,
argue it now, but yeah.
While we're on that, you and Austin were very wrong on that last one, and Bennett actually had it right for once.
Okay, listen, I can't even begin to get into that.
No, I'm very happy you brought that up because I'm going to say one thing here. Casey,
yeah.
Our relationship right now is almost entirely built on talking about jerking off. And that's just a hard fact. So you have that ability as the ghost. You might literally just meet someone along the way, like me or Pat or Austin. And for the rest of your life, you're going to meet up with that person, just some cool dude. And forever, you're going to talk about – it's literally just an enhanced version of our friendship now.
No. Listen, I'm not getting into a full-blown debate about another episode. And to be clear, anybody who is listening to this and hasn't listened to the previous episode, we talked about whether or not you'd rather die and become basically a dead person with nothingness. You don't know nothing. You're just worm food in the ground, and it's all blackness. There's nothing. Or would you rather die and become a ghost who floats around and exists in the world until the end of humanity? So basically an eternal damnation.
Pat, I'm going to ask you one question about the podcast that we're actually on now, which is the same way, and it's a good point. Would it essentially become, would it drive you crazy to know every time someone is lying to you? Do you think that you're going to, in harnessing the ability to lie whenever you want and always get away with it, from now until the end of your life, do you really not see that getting the best of you to where you become a massive piece of shit and literally just can't live with yourself anymore? I mean, it is that is a superpower that will swallow you fucking whole, is it not?
I mean, I could throw it back at you and be like, wouldn't you be like the most like suspicious person of all time, just knowing when everyone else is lying and just like never being able to look at someone the same?
I mean, well, the problem here is that Bennett has the unfortunate reality of hearing everything that people typically say behind his back, but to his face now, because he knows what they're thinking, essentially.
I don't, though, technically. I don't know what they're thinking. I just know when they're telling me a lie, which is different, and we clarified that. But
would it hurt your feelings when I would tell you that you're fat and you would know that I'm not lying?
Unfortunately, I know that's already the case. So,
all right, guys. Well, I'd say that's about it for this one. I understand you think I'm biased with my sign-offs. I thought it was a nice little way to sign off because inevitably, every time I did that, the person on the other side of the argument would basically yell at me right when I did it. So I thought it was a cute little, you know, end thing that we had going. But apparently, you two don't like it. So
it isn't cute.
Regardless,
I do like your sign-offs, though.
I appreciate that, Benoit. Well, Bennett and I are going to be able to, you know, become the best World Series of Poker champions. And Pat, you know, he has fraps and backstage passes, and that's it, I think.
And that wasn't biased at all.
Exactly. All right, guys.
He just can't help himself.
Until the next one, love you both. Talk to you soon.
Much love.
See you guys. I'm coming for you, Keegan.
Yeah, you are.